Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation, brought to you by the Patriot Gold Group and the Public Square app. Oh, we just got off the radio on SiriusXM Patriot talking all about this border deal. Such a joke. This deal. This is not what this podcast is about. But just know that this is not a poor, huddled masses immigration right now. We have a place for them. We have a means for that. That's not what this is. This is an invasion of bad actors, many of which are taking advantage of our open borders to cause harm to America. We talked to Tim Kennedy. He's a former Green Beret sniper, now MMA guy. But he was talking just from his Green Beret expertise about how few people it takes to destroy our infrastructure. Our infrastructure is extremely fragile, which is terrible. But it doesn't take a lot of people to get in those positions of being at these critical points. It was 2011. I was in San Diego and there was a big power outage for like 2 days all across Southern California, all of Arizona, because a guy pressed the wrong button in Arizona. There was a guy at a power plant, pressed the wrong button, and they're gone. The whole thing for like 2 days. So imagine if someone did all that on purpose. Now listen, all that causes anxiety. This podcast is about peace. This podcast is about finding peace in the midst of an anxious time. Because we do need to pay attention to the border. We do need to pay attention to these bills. We do need to be involved with this stuff, I think. But we can't be effective at it if we don't know the most important things of life. And we can't be effective at this stuff if we're anxious and if we are all spun up. Makes sense? So this is the place where we can come and get some peace in the midst of the chaos. So I want to remind us all, me mostly, of some truths here. And we'll go back to Genesis 3. Then the Lord God said, "Behold, the man has become like us," excuse me, "like one of us in knowing good and evil." So Adam and Eve, they ate the apple. "Now, lest he reach out his hand to take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore, the Lord God sent him out from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he was taken. He drove out the man, and at the east of the Garden of Eden, he placed the cherubim and a flaming sword that turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life." Oh, there's so much goodness there we have to unpack. Everything comes back to human nature. Everything in life, all the crazy things that happen in politics and life, and every other aspect of life, it all comes back to human nature. And once you understand human nature, everything clicks. So here's what every single human being wants to know. Why are things the way they are? Broken. And how can they be put back right? Isn't that it? Why are things broken? Why are things the way they are? Why is there war? All that stuff. Why are there bad things? Why are things the way they are? And how can they be put back right? So what's the diagnosis and what's the treatment? What's the diagnosis? What's the treatment? Now here's the problem. The world only wants to know the treatment. They just want to know the treatment. They don't care much for the diagnosis. That's why people don't like the Bible. Because the Bible answers that first question. Why are things the way they are? And it's not nice sounding.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Right, evolutionary biology doesn't have an answer for the way, right? It's like millions of years is always the answer. The Bible has an answer to the way, why things are the way they are. And it's not nice sounding. The problem is you can't treat the problem. You can't do the second question. So you can't treat the problem if you don't know the problem, right? Any doctor's appointment we've ever been to, this is very clear, right? They don't just throw random medicine at you, right? They got to know what the problem is, so they can give you the right medicine or the right treatment. But people don't like the diagnosis. They don't even like it at the doctor. Well, the diagnosis is you eat too much junk food. So the treatment is stop eating junk food. That's like, I don't want to, just give me a pill. So let's focus on the first question. Why are things are the way they are? How about this scripture? Sent out of the garden to till the ground from which he was taken. I love analyses that look at these words and these little phrases here that are easy to look past and just read quick over and move on. To till the ground from which he was taken. Wow, that sentence. What do you mean from which he was taken? So Adam and Eve banished from the Garden of Eden. And the punishment was that man had to till the ground. What ground? The ground from which he was taken. What does that mean? Man was made from what? Dust. God took some dust from the earth and made man and then breathed spirit into him. In Genesis 2:7, then the Lord God formed the man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living creature. People don't like thinking about this because I'm not dust, right? We want to be gods. We want to be gods. That's why Adam and Eve ate the apple in the first place. They wanted to be as God. They thought they were up for the task. Because even they didn't like to think that they were totally dust. Because if you're just dust, then that means you're completely dependent on God. And our pride can't have that. Just to stop here for today, because this is like one of the most important realizations of life. Everything about you is dependent on God. Every single thing about you. The air you breathe, the functioning of every single part of your body, the way everything around you, people and everything is moving, like everything is dependent on God. And we hate that idea. So we try to make ourselves like God. And all that comes from all that effort is we end up groveling back in the dust, miserable. God has to remind us that we came from it. So toil away and be reminded of God's power. And the only good response, listen, you can respond with bitterness and pride, or you can respond with submission and gratitude and love. Submission's way better, but people don't want to do that. So everything is dependent on God. You came from dust. We are entirely dependent on Him. That's part one. Let's meditate on that for the day. We'll come back tomorrow and talk about the treatment.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.